Chinese government officials recently decided to begin selling off the country's massive cotton stockpile, and this has caused a lot of uncertainty in the global cotton market. Dr. Gary Adams, president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the situation and how it affects U.S. cotton.
I think from a broader perspective of the issues that are affecting the market right now, obviously the market's paying attention to how the U.S. crop is progressing, but it's also watching closely key developments in countries such as China and India. China continues to grapple with how to manage those huge levels of stock reserves that they built up over the past 3 years. They just announced that they would be making some of those cotton reserves available to the market, about 4.5 million bales being made available. Now, that's from crop that was put into the reserves back in either 2011 or 2012, and right now they've announced that will be made available at prices ranging between 98 cents to $1.13, so that's actually a little bit above where the internal prices are in China right now and quite a bit above the world market, so I think it's unclear as to how much of that cotton will be purchased. But still, that's going to be an issue to watch over the coming months is exactly how they manage that cotton.
The other key factor in terms of what could affect the markets over these next several weeks
is how India chooses to manage some of the cotton that they accumulated under their minimum support price program. They had accumulated probably somewhere between 6 and 8 million bales over the last several months, and they've been selling that into the market, and I think they will continue to sell that cotton into the market as well. And we know that does have the potential to make it into the export channel, so I think that's going to be a key area to watch.
The market has generally traded sideways,
with futures markets ranging anywhere between 65 and 68 cents over these last several weeks, and it appears to continue to be trading in that sideways range and waiting on some new information. And we hope we can continue to see some recovery in demand, but cotton demand continues to struggle. I think the one thing that is a positive as we look at how the market is shaping up right now, and hopefully this will continue to be the case as we look at the prospects for U.S. demand going forward, is the fact that the higher quality cottons. We have seen a larger premium being paid for the higher quality cottons over these last several months. I think the market is relatively tight in terms of high quality machine picked cotton. To the extent that that continues out into 2015, then hopefully that'll bode well as a positive for producers who have high quality cotton produced in this year's crop.